Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. So the book has been sent to the publisher. Now we're arguing about the title. Now, not 2 weeks ago. Now we're going to go ahead and argue about it. So, slight delay. Hopefully we'll get it all settled today, I think. Anyway, that's the book update. So this weekend, or Friday, whatever, Mike Cernovich, who I don't know a whole lot about Mike, but he had some kind of a public event and had Ed Lattimore there, and he's a media guy, I guess. I don't think he works for a newspaper or a television station. I think he's an independent media guy. And he went and found some director in Hollywood who made somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 tweets joking about pedophilia and child rape. And Mike, I guess, archived them all. I don't know what you do. Got a hold of them all and then exposed the guy. And some of them were older. Obviously, 10,000 tweets. Some of them were old. But he was the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which I think hasn't been made yet. And Disney fired him. So then the debate that seems to have arisen since is this free speech debate. Like, do you have the right to make jokes? Which I think is ridiculous. So they're comparing this guy, I think his last name is Gunn, to Roseanne's situation. So on the right, they're saying, you know, these are, the left is trying to defend the guy, and the right's saying, oh no, these are your new rules, you fired Roseanne for one tweet. And then, so this guy needs to get fired for his tweets. And I don't get how we stick with the left-right paradigm, defend people on your team thing when we're talking about pedophilia. And about a year ago, maybe it was a year and a half ago, I saw this report out of one of the universities in England about how pedophilia was not a crime, but rather a sexuality. And some kind of a study they had done. And I thought, oh dear God, this is how it starts. This is the first step. The first thing they're going to do is they're going to have some kind of studies showing that it's, you know, they were born this way, it's not their choice. And then move on to trying to argue that it's a sexuality. So we're at the point now where there are people who are openly admitting to being pedophiles and arguing that they have rights. That essentially there's no difference between pedophilia and other sexual preferences, like homosexuality, whatever. And the kickback on this has been kind of strong right away. Like Owen Benjamin, who's, in my opinion, since kind of gone off the deep end a little bit, but first came under fire in Hollywood and sort of lost his Hollywood career. Because he argued that anyone who gives trans hormones or hormone blockers to children is in effect saying that children are able to consent, and the only people who believe that children can consent is pedophiles. So he drew the equivalency between parents who respect their children's wishes vis-a-vis gender to pedophilia. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I get where he's coming from. And I know that he almost immediately lost. His agent dropped him. His manager dropped him. He can't be in movies anymore. And then, like I said, since then, he's kind of decided to push the envelope in other areas that probably have alienated him further from the mainstream entertainment world. But how is it that pedophilia is not universally reviled? I don't get how the left has decided that they're going to defend pedophilia, included in the LGBTQA+. I guess it's in the plus. I don't know. But I don't think... I think if you talk to normal people in that consider themselves LGBTQA, they would all say that adults should not be having sex with children. I feel like it's obviously different, right? So, like, the argument of homosexuality at some point is... they're not hurting anyone, right? Like, who you choose to be your sexual partner doesn't affect me at all. So why should I really care what you do? And the answer is, I guess I shouldn't. So, okay. That's fine. We had to kind of work through that, I think, as a society. I think we're at a point now where most people are like, yeah, whatever. But when it comes to being sexually attracted to children who cannot consent nor help but be harmed by the interaction with people who find them sexually attractive, that's totally different. Now you are hurting someone. Just your existence is hurting someone. You view somebody's son or daughter as a sexual object. That's a big problem. But anyway, so the debate about this free speech thing, and it's like, oh, well, do you have the right to make jokes? Roseanne made a joke and got fired, and someone else on the right made a joke and got fired, and now you have to get fired because you made a joke. Are we missing the point here? The guy made 10,000 child rape jokes. If you make 10,000 jokes on one topic, that is a window into your soul. Now, I've seen since they've tried to do this with Anthony Jeselnik. It hasn't really caught on. Here's why I think. Anthony Jeselnik has made a career out of making horrible jokes. That's his thing. He makes horrible jokes about everything. He makes horrible jokes about his mom dying or wanting her dead. He makes horrible rape jokes. He makes the occasional pedophile joke, I guess. All of his jokes are out of bounds. That's the essence of his act. So for him to say, hey, I'm a comedian and I say absurd things on a number of topics and I don't think anything is out of bounds, you go, okay. Like, I kind of appreciate Anthony Jeselnik. I can't say I watch his special and laugh hysterically the whole time. I don't think he's the funniest comedian in the world, but I get what he's doing and it's interesting. And while I don't necessarily find it super funny, I wouldn't buy a ticket to his show. I'm like, okay, well, I get it. And he can probably get away with saying anything because he's not obsessed with any one thing. If all his jokes were date rape jokes, or all his jokes were pedophile jokes, or all his jokes were necrophilia jokes, you're like, okay, this guy's got problems. But they're not. This director's jokes were all pedophile jokes. It's a window into his soul. You are looking at what his brain thinks about. And you can try to free speech it up all you want. That guy's got serious problems. He did not make 10,000 cow tipping jokes. He did not make 10,000 jokes about soup. Child sex trafficking and pedophilia is one of the most horrendous things on the face of the earth. These people destroy children who grow up into be adults with serious problems. I am not a huge fan of capital punishment for a variety of reasons. But I cannot help but think that pedophiles deserve capital punishment. Now, the argument now is that there's a thing called a map. a minor attracted person, and they are not offending. They do not. They are open about their preferences, and they do not act upon them. Now, all these people's existences in social media, all in anonymous accounts without their real picture on it, nobody's actually coming out and admitting it openly that they are that. But they're out there making the argument that it exists and that they should be accepted into society. No. You should not be accepted into society. Your brain is broken in a way that inevitably harms other people. And inevitably harms a group of people who is vulnerable. Children. There's no place in society for people who want to have sex with children. Period, paragraph, end of story. Now, if you want to argue that they shouldn't all be killed, they should just be locked up in some sort of camp, fine. But 100% should be separated from the rest of society. The minute you show any signs of being sexually attracted to children, you should be taken away. Never to be seen or heard from again. Then Matt Walsh this weekend, in the midst of all this stuff going on, in the midst of all this talk about pedophilia and people in Hollywood being exposed, and including a bunch of tweets from Michael Ian Black, who apparently I talk about all the time now, which is not my intention, but a bunch of his tweets that were similar, talking about wanting to molest, not want to, I don't know, just ridiculous stuff about molesting kids. Matt Walsh, the Catholic blogger, comes out and says that the child sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church wasn't really a problem with child sex abuse. It was a problem with gay priests. What? No. The priests were having sex with children, Matt. Which is already horrendous enough, and they should be hanged. But then the Catholic Church decided to cover it up and move the priests around the country so they could have sex with more children and then move them again. And it was going on all over the world. So yeah, it was not a gay priest problem. It was a child rapist problem. And it was a church problem that thought it was more important to try to maintain their good name than it was to protect children from child rapists who'd entered the priesthood. Matt. Then, so he gets all kinds of backlash on that. Then he comes out and says that the Protestant churches in America also have child abuse, child sex abuse problems. Oh, now it's okay. Don't worry. No big deal. What the hell? That's your defense?
Other churches are doing it, man.
Well, Matt, if other churches were jumping off a cliff, would you follow them? It's absolutely ridiculous. Anyone who, for one second, defends, thinks about defending, wants to defend people who are victimizing children in general, but especially sexually, is absolutely screwed up in the head. Honestly, those two tweets to me, those two thoughts that Matt Walsh had in his dizzy little head, ended any kind of interest I have in anything he has to say about anything. I was raised Catholic. I understand that the Catholic Church is not necessarily all bad. I understand that all priests don't molest children. It was a very small minority of priests. I don't think that every priest should be lumped in as a child rapist. But I do think that the church itself, the Catholic Church, went out of its way to try to hide the fact that there were child rapist priests, rather than turn them over to the authorities and have them locked up in prison and issue a formal apology to every parent of every child and every child who was abused. They tried to sweep it under the rug, which makes them complicit. So if you want to say, hey, we're not doing that anymore, and that was terrible chapter in our history, and, well, okay. I don't know if that's true or false, but fine. But if you want to tell me it was a gay priest problem, I want to punch you in the face. That's pretty much where I'm at with that. And if you want to say that other denominations of Christians have problems with child molestation, well, then they all should burn. Now, if you want to say, hey, there's this problem in the Catholic Church, we need to fix it, and also we need to make sure that we're fixing it in other avenues of the world, that we are prosecuting these people no matter what church they're part of or no matter what youth organization they decide to join as slithering snakes looking for victims, or if they're public school teacher, whatever. Okay, I'm with you. But please, for the love of God, don't have your premise be somehow that the Catholic Church is okay because everyone else is doing it. What the hell? The issue with the director Gunn being fired has nothing to do with his right to make jokes. And by the way, neither does Roseanne's firing have anything to do with her right to make jokes. Here's how it works. Making television shows and movies is a business. People have many, many options, including not watching anything. ABC decided that Roseanne's comment, I'm sure amongst other things about Roseanne herself as a person to work with, was not worth it. And that would cost them viewership on that show and other shows. And they decided it would be better to fire Roseanne and make people who like the Roseanne show mad than it would be to keep Roseanne around and lose viewership across their platform by people who were offended by the tweet. It's a business. Now, they might be wrong. It might have been worse for them to fire her than not fire her. But they had a choice to make. At the point that it became a controversy, at the point that she became a controversial figure who was considered by some to be a racist, it becomes a difficult choice now. Who do you want to aggravate? Who's going to cost you more money? So they made the choice. And Disney did the same thing. It's not because he can or he can't make jokes. It's because Disney doesn't want their name on a project with a guy who might actually be a pedophile. And in my personal opinion, 10,000 tweets, he's a pedophile. I would fire him too. And I'm a fan of comedy, and I'm a fan of jokes. And I'm totally fine with jokes that are a little off color. The occasional controversial utterance. Unbelievable. We're seriously going to have a debate about whether or not the director Gunn, who made 10,000 child rape jokes, should be allowed to direct movies? Knowing that, who's going to go see it? You're really going to go see it? You think that's totally fine? No problem? There's not a thought in your mind that he might actually want to do the thing that he's obsessed with talking about? Nah, he's probably fine. No big deal. It's just 10,000 jokes on the exact same topic. He probably never thinks about it. It's probably not on his mind at all. No. He's obsessed with it. They started a petition to get him rehired. The left-right divide in this country has gotten so horrible that the left is willing to embrace willing to embrace somebody who is certainly obsessed with pedophilia and raping children, just so the right doesn't win. Because the context of all of this, Gunn is The director Gunn is anti-Trump, and Cernovich is pro-Trump. So the fact that Cernovich exposed Gunn, not okay. And meanwhile, while this is all going on, while all this nonsense is going on, and all these stupid New York City, Washington, D.C. political pundits are weighing in on free speech issues, minor attracted persons, which is an attempt for pedophiles to rebrand themselves, are slipping into the conversation as being a legitimate population. And just another one of the many sexualities that people naturally express. And you morons are too busy arguing with each other about whether or not somebody likes or doesn't like the President of the United States to even see it or even care. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Honestly, if Trump does nothing else but arrest the number of child sex traffickers that have been arrested under his presidency, and I don't know if he had anything to do with it or not, but it seems awfully suspicious that in the first 9 months of the Trump presidency, we arrested more child sex traffickers than the decade before. And it's pretty much continued on that same pace. And at least one federal agent who's responsible for those type of crimes has said that they're allowed to do their job now is the difference. That's why all of a sudden they started arresting all these people. So I don't know what policy changed. I don't know who directed the policy. I don't know what. I don't know anything. I just know that those people are being taken off the streets, and thank God. And if 8 years of Donald Trump gets us thousands of sex traffickers off the street and puts an end to this garbage, so be it. And all you border separation crybabies who want to cry because some mom got separated from her daughter at the border, you don't get it. What's actually happening is, are there some parents coming over the border with their own biological children? Of course there are. Are there also some adults bringing children in the country to be sex workers? Yeah, there are. So you know what? We're going to separate all the kids from all the adults and figure out who the heck is who. And I'm totally in favor of I'll pay an increased tax rate. Liberals say this all the time. I would pay more taxes for X, Y, and Z. I'll pay more taxes so we can DNA test every single one of those kids and every single one of those adults at the border, and no child leaves in the custody of a non-parent. I'd go further. Let's make it bringing a child who's not your biological child across the border a crime punishable by life in prison with no chance of parole. Fine. That's what the border separation policy is about. The border separation policy is about adults preying on children and dragging them into the United States to sell them into sex work. That's what's happening. So we separate them at the border to try to figure out who the heck is who and who belongs to who, because they're not coming through immigration channels. They don't have passports. They didn't check in at the embassy. So is some mom coming in the country going to get separated from her kid? Yeah, good. And she should be happy about it too. Just let her know. Some other kid's not getting raped. And this is the price you pay. You and your kid are going to be separated for a couple of months while we figure this out. I literally don't care if Trump does anything else. He can raise taxes, he can blow the budget, he can do every single thing that I'm opposed to. If those people get dragged off the streets and off the prison and never get out, never see another child again, good. I'll take it. You can have Medicare for all, you can ruin the country, you can whatever you want to do. We'll make the Department of Education for no reason 5 times bigger, fine, go ahead. EPA shuts everything down, whatever. I would trade it all. If one less child was exposed to these freaking monsters. Do not sit on the sidelines on this freaking issue. Some psycho comes into your periphery, or somebody writes an article in a paper you read, or you see some report on a television station about minor attracted persons or non-offending pedophiles. Do not sit idly by. It is not a legitimate sexuality to be sexually attracted to children. It is not a legitimate argument to say that some children can consent and benefit from these relationships. And by the way, the same psychos on the left that are all, oh, rehire Gunn, the director, were just as happy to bury Milo for the same sentiment, and they were right to. Now, Milo's case is a little bit complicated because he himself, according to his own report, was molested as a child by older male. And I don't know how much of what he says is a joke and how much of what he says is true. According to him, there was a priest and there was a camp counselor or whatever. I don't know. I have no idea. But then he went on to say that he thinks it's positive for young gay men, underage gay men, to be taken under the wing of adult gay men. And he lost a book deal and he basically got shunned out of the public circle. Correctly, because that's not an okay thing. It's not okay to say that. It's not okay to go around and say, oh, it's totally fine for gay men to go find underage boys to molest. It's not okay. There's nothing okay about it. Our responsibility as adults in this society, especially as men, is to defend the vulnerable, to protect the vulnerable, to protect women and children and people who are handicapped mentally and physically. There is no place for people who believe that children can consent to sex. These people break other human beings. And it's disgusting. I don't know what else to say about it, man. And if the LGBT community opens up its arms of accepting warm embrace to pedophiles, well, that's probably the end of the LGBT community. And they would deserve it. And as far as Hollywood's concerned, there's been rumblings for a long time that there's all kinds of sexual perversion going on, including victimization of children. And a bunch of child actors have come forward and talked about it. Corey, I'll get it wrong, one of the Coreys from the 80s openly talked about being kind of passed around by these Hollywood elites. And he said he would name names, and then he didn't, and then he said he would, and then he didn't. I don't know. That's the whole Pizzagate thing was about back in the day when the election was going on, that there was some sort of Washington, D.C. Hang on, the rain is getting a little loud. So yeah, that whole Pizzagate thing was, there's some kind of child sex ring being run on a pizza shop in D.C. Some guy went up there and shot somebody. I don't know the ins and outs of that report, where it came from, the investigation. But I know that guy John Podesta was involved, Hillary's campaign guy. And some of the artwork that he owns is absolutely disgusting. He's got some statue that was made in the likeness of the way they found photographs that Jeffrey Dahmer took of his victims, which I believe were underage young men, or if not underage, very young men that he murdered and ate. And he's got some painting of a bunch of kids chained to a wall. Who the hell looks at a painting of a bunch of children chained to a wall and is like, yeah, I want to put that up in my house? So I don't know what the deal with that is, man, but that's way out there. And how that person is not immediately disqualified from society, I have no idea. Who the hell would hang out with that guy? You're going to tell me you'd go to your friend's house and he had a painting of children chained to a wall inside of a pool, like an emptied out, drained out pool, and you'd be like, oh, that's very interesting. Where'd you get that? No, you'd be like, this guy's a freak and I'm never going near him again. Something seriously wrong with him. So I don't know how high this stuff reaches to the highest levels of powerful people in Hollywood and the media in Washington, D.C. But it's not a free speech debate, you psychos. Stop talking about jokes. It's not a joke. Real people, real children are being destroyed by this nonsense, and it's going on all over the world. It should be one of the few things we can unite about. And defending it, like people on the left are doing, or people on the right who are pro-free speech, or trying to whitewash it and excuse it, like Matt Walsh, is disgusting. As far as I'm concerned, you disqualify yourself from polite society by associating in any way, shape, or form with people who want to have sex with children. Children to be protected from vicious monsters. So listen, I hope you all have a great day, and I hope you take my advice, and I hope that you do not ever allow somebody to talk about minor attracted persons like it's an acceptable thing in your presence. Do not let this be the next homosexuality, which, again, like I said, I have no problem with two consenting adults choosing to do as they please. Fine. But not when it comes to children, man. Not going to work. So listen, I hope you all have a great day today. Thanks for tuning into the podcast, and I will let you know when the publisher and I have come to terms on the title of the book. Have a great day.